Well, that's not unusual, the way Mercury has been acting in retrograde this time. Expect the unexpected. There's been all kinds of things happen to many people in this congregation. And it started me thinking. One of my favorite songs, and it's one of my favorite songs because the good old-timey mediums used to really get into that good old-timey spiritualist religion when they sang Dwelling in Beulah Land. There were several of the greats that wanted that before they were ever on for messages, because it has a wonderful story telling about how the storm clouds come, as in we just heard in Sandy Patty, or how, but when we look within and we find that piece of Dwelling in Beulah Land, that's when our vision begins to change. I have been on vacation in Hatteras Island, and many of you know the hurricane came. I was safe. We all got evacuated, and I left the day ahead anyway. But I was thinking about the storm clouds, and I've been thinking about, I've talked to many people that I'm in contact that used to come to this church years ago. And I have to say, by the way, I have gotten several phone calls about the service last week, how wonderful it was without me. Isn't that great? But it means that this church is going forward. It's a wonderful thing. But, you know, in this time and in this age, there are many decisions for all of us to make. And we are human beings as well as spiritual beings. And sometimes life hits us, and it hits us hard, and we forget that we're spiritual beings for just a little bit. And in the beginning on this earth plane, unless we've been taught metaphysical law, which most of us have not as children, when we look outside of ourselves, it's always somebody else's fault. Mom, he was mean to me. Or, well, it wasn't fair. Did you turn in your homework? You see, we have learned that it's always a cause out there also that brings our discontents. Metaphysically, let me tell you, everything that enters our life, I don't care what it is, good, bad, or otherwise, the cause has started with us in some way. Maybe through ignorance. Maybe it's because something we rebelled against when we were much younger, or maybe somewhere we were really angry with somebody and weren't our best. You know, I can look back at times in grade school when I wasn't all the greatest, I'll tell you. All of those things, God's law, natural law, comes around exceedingly fine, and it returns to us. And if it isn't something we've put into practice in that way, maybe it's something because through ignorance, we ate wrong, we lived wrong, something we didn't do to anybody else, but we did to ourselves. We're responsible for everything that comes into our life. Or maybe the challenge is coming because it's a lesson we need to learn. If something negative is coming into our life, or positive, but right now I'm speaking of the negative things, it's a time for introspection. Because until we learn that we're children of God, until we learn the lessons of life, which every lesson in life is to stop fighting it and to surrender to the light, to let go of the negative, to realize it's always larger than we are. But you see, that ego wants to have control, and it wants to blame somebody else. The ego will always tell you, it's not your fault. It didn't come in your life. It was someone else's fault. You made the wrong choice in a life partner. You made the wrong choice here. You're working with the wrong people. But you know, there's one thing I found out. There's little lessons that we learn on the spiritual path that allows us to soften these things that come back to us. The first one is that awful word that no one ever wants to hear of, is patience. Patience comes because until we can take time to stand still, we can't hear the words of inspiration from our heart, from our higher self. Until we stand still, we can't even understand what love is about, because we're too busy gathering or describing or talking about how great or how awful life is for us. We're too busy out there in the ego to even be aware of the power of the spirit that lies within us. So until we have learned patience, life will continue hitting us. It won't let us go until we finally stop and say, okay, I surrender. What's this lesson? I surrender to the light. I know that maybe I didn't know the principles that I was putting into practice that has brought this into me, but I do know that when I learn to surrender to the light and I learn to give in to that Christ way, that love way, I know that that is the vibration that can, and the only vibration that can ever dispel the darkness that befalls me. I was ill for many years. You've heard me talk about that. That's old news. But you know, life didn't change for me till I learned to walk in grace with it. Till I learned to hold on to that invisible God power that held me up, that I imagined holding me with strength. When I let go of the pain and the negative and allowed the comfort of the love and the life into my heart and into my body with grace and quiet patience, that's when things begin to change. I know Reverend Reed Brown always said, if he was ever to write a book, it would be, I was the cause of it all. And it is so true. It is so true. Every time we have an occasion that something breaks down, it's truly, Spirit says, is because in some way we've let go of our source. We've forgotten who we are. Or perhaps until we knew, we lived in that vibration for so long that it's like we didn't have direct contact. Stress came into our life. Maybe hate came into our life. Maybe jealousy came into our life. But what we need to know in growing up spiritually is we are responsible for every single thing that enters our life, good, bad, or otherwise. But we're speaking of the negative now. So what happens when you begin to have patience and you begin to look around and you begin to ask for knowledge? You begin to ask, dear God, or like I've said before, or anybody else out there who might be able to hear me, please help me. You know, any time I've ever said that, it's like in just a few days, hours, minutes, something always happens that changes the direction that I'm in. But nothing will happen until we change our thinking. Nothing will happen in a positive light until we learn that we are the light. We are part of the light. And when we surrender to the light becomes us. There is so much tragedy in the world today. And if you're out there, for some people, they like to really exploit on that. Oh, the end of the world is coming. This has been prophesied. Blah, 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 blah. Well, let me tell you something. The light dispels all darkness. That's why I get so upset when people say, oh, an evil spirit had a hold of me. Well, then where's your thinking? Because you have more power than anything out there. Get into the light. The light dispels the darkness. When we hear of those tragedies out there, our mandate is to be the light that transposes all of that negative energy. Maybe we can't see that, but when we do that, we're a part of the change going toward this new earth. Unless people feel the light, they don't know what it is. It's foreign to them. What we must do is listen. And, you know, some people become very, very tender-hearted when they give their miracle moment. We see it up here. And we're all blessed from when it touches them and they give their story and they get emotional. And many times we get emotional. And you know why those people are tender-hearted? Because they have finally surrendered to the light. They felt the light. And that's when, at long last, the magic can happen in their consciousness. That's when that door of gratitude begins to open. That's when, because they've walked through the darkness, they become so tender-hearted that when they talk about it, they're so grateful, you see the tears coming down. You see, most of us don't want to give up and give in because we've been in so control. We've been taught that we can do anything. Let me tell you something. We alone can't do anything. We can get ourselves into trouble. But when we let go and let that God energy, that divine essence fill us, that divine essence, that's what can do anything for us. That's when we unite with the light. And life starts giving us blessings. And we can hold on to what we're walking through with grace because we realize any other thing is destructive for us. You see, when you know the law, you can't rebel because you're only creating more darkness for yourself. And in this vibration of the Aquarian age that's getting higher and higher in vibration, which seems to cause a little more chaos out there. But the positive as well as the negative comes back very quickly now. So some people have looked at me and said, oh, you're so strong. You're so brave. I go, no, it's the only choice I have. I surrender to that light. The light does the work. To do anything else is to commit suicide in my happiness. To do anything else is bringing a tomorrow that I don't want. Life is a choice. And we have experiences. And how we take it is our choice. I was in an office the other day, and there was a sign that said, happiness is a choice. I thought, isn't it wonderful? I've never walked into a workplace where that sign was. I thought, that's wonderful. And it's true. I said, do you really believe that sign? Is that yours? She said, oh, yes, I do. I said, it's truth. Isn't it wonderful? But you see, when you begin to have, when you have patience, enough that you can feel the love all around you. and life begins to turn, and you have time to listen to the inspiration that is there when you ask. When you have time to see the signs and wonders all around, like maybe a beautiful bird that's there, that's singing a beautiful song that somehow inspires you. Like the Indians were taught to listen to the birds, to listen to the wind, to see the waters and feel the waves, to feel the power, and to unite with everything around you. That's when you find that peace so profound that these earthly things don't matter anymore. They truly don't. It's life-changing. It's here for you. It's here for me. It's here for everyone. There's a quote I saw on the internet by a Hopi Indian. It's a beautiful quote that I would like to leave with you. You are the one that you've been waiting for. God bless you.